Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, Chris Kanye over here too. And we're sunny and 81 degrees today.
So you ever been pressured into doing something that you don't want to do?
Never.
I mean, like,
we're all here at work, aren't we?
It's nothing like too terrible, but it's just something that's not convenient or just something you simply don't want to be a part of.
What happened?
But you can't say no.
Okay, whoa.
You can't.
Why?
You can't. You'll offend everyone. Everyone will hate you. They might even it might even cost you money. It cost me money almost yesterday. Almost.
Going to like a party you don't want to go to?
It's almost something like that. Yeah, I didn't know it was a party.
Oh.
So I was asked to do some handiwork for a friend's, that's my friend's girlfriend's grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Go to Shauna's grandmother's house. She needs some stuff done. Blah, 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 blah. And I do that kind of thing on the side. I got tools in my car, so sure.
Yeah.
So I back and forth with one of the family members through text messages. Meet this time, blah, blah, blah. Get there in Greece yesterday.
Okay.
Knock on the door. They open it. And right there in the living room, or the dining room, I should say. I don't know. I think it was the dining room. Walk right into the front door. There's this long table set up, a full spread. I mean, pasta, meats, vegetables, fruits, cakes, cookies, glasses for wine, glasses for water, forks, plates, everything.
Oh, my gosh. Are they having a party?
4 or 5 people sitting down and one empty chair. So I walk in and I'm like, oh, is this a bad time? Like, you told me to come over at this time. Is this a bad time?
It sounds like they're in the midst of a birthday celebration or something.
Right. No, they were just having dinner. Italian family, Sandy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So now, there's this empty chair, and I'm like, oh, maybe the father or the grandfather or the other cousin is in the bathroom. So I was like, oh, is this a bad time? She goes, no, it's perfect. Sit down and eat. I'm like, huh?
Oh, that's so cute. She was a little Italian grandma?
There was a little, the freshest Italian grandmother.
Oh, old school grandma.
Broken English.
Uh-huh.
The sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life, though.
She's probably all dressed up in a dress and her hair is all done.
Was she like, sit down, you look hungry, you look so thin, you're so skinny, you need to eat.
That's a very accurate depiction.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the aunt. The aunt was kind of more strong-arming me into doing this. So I was like, oh, no, I can't. I kind of just, because I was in a zippy schedule. You know, I was going to go there, do this estimate, laundry, meet my girlfriend for dinner. And this whole schedule, she was just like a 12 to 15 minute stop at max.
You were only there for an estimate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Look at the job and say, oh, it's going to cost.
So they never met you before?
Never. Talk through text messages. So she goes, sit down and eat. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But I'm meeting my girlfriend for dinner after this. She goes, oh. So she's probably going to wonder why you're not hungry at dinner. I started laughing. She's like deadpan looking at me, staring me in the eyes. I'm like,
you cannot say no to an Italian grandma. They don't understand the word no.
You have to sit down and eat.
Oh, that's so cute. I want to be like that someday.
Now I got the cousin staring, looking at me. Uh-huh. And they're kind of holding their fork in one hand, a knife in the other. And they're full gripping it. You know what I mean? Like they're holding a sword.
Yeah.
And they're looking at me like, you think you're going to say no to my grandmother right now?
No, you can't. You can't. You cannot say no.
Why?
You're full? No, who cares if you're full? Eat more.
But what if I'm going to sit down with this family I met 15 seconds ago and have dinner?
It's part culture and part negotiation.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what you can't do is say no. You cannot say no. I mean, you just can't. Like, no, I can't. I'm sorry. They will be highly offended. And number two, it's all part of the negotiation. You're going to give them a break because they fed you some food.
No, I don't
you're
know if they see it that way,
You're going to go a little lower on the estimate. Oh, Italians are cheap.
So they're tipping you up front.
Italians are cheap. They're gonna tipping you up front like you said yesterday. You're gonna sit down. You're going to eat. You're going to do the estimate. Oh, God. You know, you're probably going to have price on it, they think.
Well, okay. They will build a relationship with you. But the cute little old Italian ladies really genuinely just want to take care of everybody. It is so exhausting. They'll probably complain at the end of the night how exhausted they are from cooking all day. But yet they do it. When I get home, God, I love it. The one thing that I love when my kids are home for the summer because they go over to my parents' house, I eat so well during the summer. I will show up to pick up my children, and my mother, just like you described, has a full spread going.
Really?
With pastas and meats, and everything is fresh from the garden and just grilled up. Oh. And it's
Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night. It looked like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Imagine what Sunday looks like.
I could only hope to be like that. That is so adorable. So did you sit down and eat?
No.
You didn't?
Oh,
no. She gave you a to-go dish, I'm sure.
Nothing, no.
She did?
I spun out of it. I'm like, can I check on this first? She's like, oh, sure. She showed me. We got into the conversation. I spun out of it, left out. I left. I escaped an Italian
with
household without eating. Can you believe it?
Ooh.
And they hired me.
You're lucky you don't have a flat tire today.
Well, I haven't checked.
They put the malaki on you.
The malaki on
you. How dare you not?
So it's so cold. Everybody who has an Italian grandma now is laughing at them.
My wife, she cooks food for you. And what do? You give us an estimate and you leave. I don't quite understand. Is this something that we did?
So can I come back tomorrow and do the job?
You don't like gnocchi?
No, not the job.
I'll give you the job.